You both talked about reducing barriers to physical activity. When you've got, and that this is a lot about the work that Village Games and Jog Derby should do about reducing those barriers and making physical activity as easy and as pleasurable as possible. When you have that person who comes to you in your surgery and they're overweight and they're breathless and they can't achieve that 3-mile-an-hour walking target, where do you begin? What's your advice for anybody trying to encourage people to do physical activity? Where do you even start with somebody who's just scared about the thought of even, you know, walking to the shop?
I think you start by saying it's actually not normal. You know, their position at the moment in their body, that's not normal. Bodies weren't designed like that. And most people, because there's so many people who are inactive and overweight, they think actually it's quite normal behaviour. So getting that normality, you know, taken away from it, then actually saying, actually, this is not good. You know, you can do better than this. There's much more fun and life and excitement that can come from actually changing your behaviour. And instead of moving into that direction is where you're taking them, not so much on the health side. You can scare them a bit with the health side, but actually what will keep them going will be the enjoyment. And then with the barriers, it is local. For that first step, it's local, 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 local. It's got to be so local for them. You know, if they have to get 2 bus rides to go to a leisure centre, or they have to go to somewhere else to people they've never met before, they won't do it, even if it's in the same borough, even if it's in the same part of the borough. But if it's something in the housing estate that something's brought to them, then they'll do it. And I think that's the first barrier. The second barrier, as you kind of mentioned there, is actually that activity creates shortness of breath. And for a lot of people, they've never been short of breath in their life, because perhaps, you know, when they go upstairs, they get a bit. But to actually on purpose get short of breath, they feel is madness. So you have to explain, this is your body starting to get better. You know, this is a recovery. And soon you won't be short of breath because you'll be a lot fitter. So you have to help them along the way. But the normality is the biggest problem, is because most people now feel that this is actually what their bodies have been designed for, and you have to shift them a long way to actually what their bodies could do.